Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
All right, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. And Chris, we've got another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to August 10th of 1987, which for the Giants is a terrific year. Of course, you know, they end up winning the division 90-72 over the Reds. They win by six games. Then, of course, have that tremendous seven-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals for the pennant. And the Cardinals end up winning that one and go on to the World Series. But here we are, August 10th, 1987. The Giants are in the midst of an 11-game homestand. This homestand starts, Chris, against the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the Reds are leading the division when they come in by five games. The Giants sweep the first four against the Reds, and now we're on a Monday game, 15,447 at Candlestick. They're a game back of the Reds, and they take on the Houston Astros, the third-place team in the division. So, let's set it up. The Astros come in with Gerald Young, Billy Hatcher, Bill Doran, Ashby, Bass, Davis, Caminiti, Biancolana at shortstop, Buddy Biancolana, and Danny Darwin on the hill for the Giants. John Milner, Spire at third, Algiretti in left, Maldonado in right, Will Clark at first, Brenly behind the plate, Robbie Thompson at second, Uribe at short, and Dave Jurvecki on the mound. So that's the way this one gets underway. Houston at the Giants. It's a Monday. It's the first of four, and the Giants have just swept the Cincinnati Reds in four, so they're going for their fifth straight.
You know, just hearing you list the lineups, Marty, raised a few interesting points. Jeffrey Leonard was on the bench for the Giants in that game, you know, and there's a guy who's an integral part of the offense. It kind of reflects how Roger Craig managed. He was able to get everybody enough at-bats to keep them sharp, to keep them, you know, functional, and yet, you know, he had to rest to be able to play everybody, but he fine-tuned that lineup and handled that lineup like an expert would. And just listening to you list the lineups, like I said, made me think of his excellence as a manager.
Well, this one going into the bottom of the fifth, Danny Darwin is cruising along. Houston is up 4-0, Chris, going to the bottom of the fifth. And of course, you know, it's a Monday night. It's Candlestick, probably cold. August, 15,447 there. Joel Youngblood gets a pinch hit single. Milner flies out to center. Chris Spire gets a base hit. It's first and third. And Algiretti comes up with a base hit. RBI.
The advantage right now is to the hitter if he's selective.
Smashed into left field for right field for a base hit. Chugging around the third base will be Chris Spire. And the Giants have their first run. And now they have runners at first and third with one down. And an RBI single by Mike Algiretti, and it's a 4-1 ball game.
Now it's 4-1, Maldonado and Will Clark. We'll hear from them later. They go out to end the inning. Giants seventh inning. John Milner starts it off with a home run, only his second of the year for John Milner.
And Milner drives one into right field. Is it fair? Is it foul? It's gone. A home run.
And he was a former Red, if I'm not mistaken, at some point. Makes it 4-2. Spire goes out. Algiretti walks, and he's wild pitched to second. Maldonado gets a double. Now it's 4-3. Will Clark goes out. Ground ball to first. He moves Maldonado to third. And Brenly gets a double, and it's 4-4. It's at the end of seven, the Giants have tied it up. What makes this game exciting, Chris, is what comes up next. The Giants in the eighth inning. Scott Gorelts is on the mound. And Scott Gorelts is one of their top relief pitchers this year in 1987. Billy Hatcher, a double. Bill Doran, a single. And Houston goes up 5-4. And they're very excited now. And they bring in lefty Dave Meads to pitch the Giants in the ninth inning.
I covered the Astros right after that period, Marty, and one thing the Astros had trouble establishing was a good left-handed short reliever. Dave Meads was one of the many they tried in that role, and as we're going to find out, he wasn't the answer.
No, he wasn't. We go to the bottom of the ninth, and again, this is one of the great games in Giants history, and think of where they are in the standings, a game behind the Reds. They're in this 11-game homestand. They've just swept the Reds four straight, and you're wondering, is this going to be the magical year for the Giants in 87? Well, Candy Maldonado starts it off against Dave Meads, and he takes it out. Home run for Candy Maldonado.
18,000 fans here.
I don't think any of them have left, Joe.
No, and they start a chant and a clap. The Giants need one to tie. They're in the bottom of the ninth. Andy Maldonado's leading it off. He'll be followed by Will Clark. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball hammered deep to
get out
the field.
Of here.
Back to the fence. It is gone. And the Giants have tied it here in the ninth. Candy Maldonado leads it off with his 13th home run of the season. It's a fastball on the outside part of the plate. And Candy lines it to left field. Billy Hatcher gets back and tries to make it. Just barely clears the fence, but that's all it takes. And that'll bring up Will Clark.
His 13th of the year. He went on to hit 20 that year, Chris, and drive in 85. Well, this brings up number 22, Will Clark. And Will Clark knocks it out against the lefty.
And Bob Brindley is on deck. If Will Clark can't send us home. Fastball, and it's all over! It's all over! Can you believe it, Dwayne?
Home run, walk off. Giants win it 6-5. Home run number 25 for Clark. 35 homers, 91 RBIs for him on the year, 951 OPS, and the Giants win their fifth straight over Houston to start this series on back-to-back home runs, bottom of the ninth to win the game 6-5. How about that?
How about that, Marty? The Giants were so impressed with this win that the marketing people or public relations people used this game as kind of like the skeleton or backbone or basis for the 1987 highlight film that came out the year afterward. And so this lent itself to a lot of great video and those back-to-back shots. I remember watching the video and Candy Maldonado just hitting a scorching liner over the left field fence and Will Clark putting it in the upper deck at Candlestick, the ball bouncing amid the empty seats there. Will just kind of staring at it as he starts, you know, his trip around the bases. Of course, the Giants celebrating the walk-off win afterward. It was, you know, an exciting video, but of course, more importantly, it was an exciting season, one that ended in a bittersweet fashion in the NLCS.
Well, Don Robinson gets the win for the Giants. He goes to 7-6 on the year. Gervecki on the day, 5 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs. As I say, he was gone after the fifth inning. So at the end of this day, the Reds do beat L.A., so the Giants are still one back. Now, they take 3 of 4 at Houston during the week, so by the end of Thursday, the Reds have lost again. The Giants are now tied for the Reds for first place. Now, when this homestand started, they were 5 back. They're now tied for first with the Reds, and they see the Dodgers come in next at the end of the weekend, the end of Sunday. The Reds and Giants are deadlocked, 62-57, with 119 games played, 43 left to go. What makes this game important, Chris, the Giants end up 9-2 on this homestand against Cincinnati, Houston, and L.A., the teams that are fighting for the division. But the Giants then got hot, and if you look ahead to September 19th, they're in the midst of a 7-game winning streak. And when you look at the standings, Chris, they're up by 9 games on the Cincinnati Reds. So this homestand, this game, was really one of the catalysts to getting the ball club going.
Very much so, Marty. And you can pick out some of the other catalysts, you know, a few big games, but a few big acquisitions. One of them being, namely, Rick Rushel, the excellent right-hander who won a ton of games for the Giants down the stretch and, of course, the next couple seasons for them.
Well, that's the end of the homestand, 9-2 on the homestand. They go on. After the game, they were 58-55, and they end up 90-72, so 32-22. Going down the stretch for them in their last 44 games. So pretty good, pretty exciting game. Giants 6-5 over Houston, 6-12-0 for the Giants, 32-17 for the Giants down the stretch after this game, which is obviously excellent ball, and they end up winning the division by 6 over the Cincinnati Reds. So they get it done, but back-to-back, Chris, nothing more exciting than that.
Nothing more. And power is the name of the game in a lot of these successful years for the Giants. And I believe they finished the 1987 season with something like 200 home runs. Wow. So they could go deep when they had to.
Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history. The Giants go on to win the division. They lose to the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series. But things were going to get better in 1989 again. So for Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.